It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Tonight we continue Candidate Week. Mike Fouché is in the seat next to me. Mike.
Good to be here. Good.
Okay, so we finish up tonight. We've been talking about the Democratic primary for Cook County State's Attorney. The incumbent in this race, of course, is State's Attorney Anita Alvarez. Alvarez has been the Cook County State's Attorney since 2008. She began her career as an assistant State's Attorney in 1986, and she's pretty much been in that office ever since, moving around to different jobs, and of course as the Chief Prosecutor since 2008. State's Attorney Alvarez, thanks for joining us tonight.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
So let's get right to it. You know, before we start, today a big day in Chicago, I would say Chicago crime history, with the prosecuting or charges against someone who killed Tyshawn Lee, the 9-year-old boy. I mean, this has been on Chicago's mind for a couple months now. You said today that this is one of the most heinous crimes you've seen in your office in 30 years.
It is. It's so sad to think, you know, and I'm a mother of four children, but to think that someone would execute this little boy, he's 9 years old, and execute is the proper word for me to use here, and then to hear the statements that he made after the fact about, you know, what he did to this child, the words that he used to explain, you know, pumping bullets into this child, and the fact that it wasn't his first plan. His initial plan was to kidnap him and torture him and cut off fingers. I mean, when I read the proffer, when I talked to my assistants who handled it, it really draws at your heart. I mean, it really does, because to have someone out on the streets with that mentality that he didn't think twice about killing a child. And I think it just reminds us all of the violent crime crisis that we are seeing here in the city of Chicago. And, we have a gun problem. We clearly do. And it doesn't seem like anybody really wants to talk about it or to address it. But it's really clear that we do. And I don't want to see another child, another 9-year-old, being executed on the street. And, you know, as a job as state's attorney, I think, you know, this is my job. Public safety is my number one concern.
Well, let's turn to the campaign. The big issue that obviously you've been involved with has been the Laquan McDonald case. You've said you didn't think you did anything wrong, but there's thousands of people that are very upset, and they're very upset with you. So what do you think they're upset about?
You know, when I first became aware of this case, and I talked to the U.S. attorney and enlisted the FBI in order to do the investigation. And when I say, you know, that I didn't think I did anything wrong, I'm talking about the investigation. I stand firm in my decision to do a joint investigation with the United States Attorney and with the FBI as our leading investigative agency, because they brought so much to the table. I think what we've experienced, and certainly what I've experienced in these last 3 months, is, you know, I did everything to seek justice for that young man. Everything to make sure that these cases, police shooting cases, which are not easy cases, and every prosecutor across the nation is struggling with handling police shooting cases. With that being said, what I've learned through all of this is that, you know, the United States Attorney and I put a statement out back in April of 2014. Now, maybe people didn't hear it. Maybe people didn't pay attention to it. But we put a joint statement out saying that this was a joint investigation. But what I've learned through all of this is that, you know, clearly that statement and the fact that, you know, we were telling the public we were looking at this wasn't enough, because people want to know what's going on, particularly in these types of cases. And I so understand it. I mean, obviously, you know, I've been doing this job a very long time. And I know that, you know, that there is distrust of law enforcement. I see it. I get it. I understand it. But I'm also going to say this. I am the only candidate in this race who has herself personally tried and convicted police officers. I'm not afraid of charging a police officer when they break the law. I'm not afraid of doing that. I've charged 96 police officers since I've taken over as state's attorney. So that's not the issue. But I think what going forward, What I've learned from all of this is that I have to keep the public more informed about where these investigations are. And so what I intend to do moving forward after this election is over with my Special Prosecutions Bureau, because that's who handle these cases, is to be able to, on my website, have people click to a link that will tell you that this particular case is being reviewed and the status is pending. Mm. And then when we conclude it, we will put on the website what the heck that decision was.
So, State's Attorney Alvarez, I mean, you've definitely talked about your record and the things that you've been doing up to this point, but assuming you do win re-election, one of the things that you're going to need to be able to do is build new relationships and new connections with, in particular, the African-American community in Chicago, which, you know, all the reporting that AlderTrack and other outlets have done has said that there's been a break between the African-American community and the criminal justice system in Chicago, and that there isn't necessarily a confidence that exists anymore. How are you going to be able to do that? What steps are you going to be able to take in order to rebuild that confidence?
Well, I think, you know, I don't believe that I've lost all confidence in every minority community here in the city of Chicago. I've been doing this job since 1986. And one of the things that neither of my opponents ever talk about, I've never heard either one of them say it, and that is our victims. Why do we do this job? We do this job for the victims of crime. And minority communities are disproportionately victimized. Minority communities are the victims of violent crime. We have to talk about that. That's who we serve. Those are my victims. Those are my victims. They've been my victims, unfortunately, for the last 29 years. So when I go to court and my assistants go to court, we are fighting for those victims who are primarily coming from minority communities. But you're right in saying that obviously the public has to have confidence in the police department. They have to have confidence in my office. And I think I've shown over the years the importance of having a relationship within the communities. You know, mm-hmm. I have community justice centers that I opened when I took over. I have tried to expand each and every year. And each and every year, I get the no from the county board. So, you know, Ms. Fox could talk about judgment. Ms. Fox can talk about what she's done. But what she did in her position at the county board was deny me the resources and the ability to expand. The community justice centers are very important. Well, I have four of them. But they're important because you're talking about trust.
Speaking of trust, State's Attorney, one of the things that people have asked about is that, is there a difference between the way that we charge and prosecute police officers versus average citizens in Cook County? Is there a difference?
Well, there's when you're talking about a use of force case or an excessive use of force case, it's a different investigation. Clearly, when you're talking about one civilian shooting another,
a different standard, not necessarily the process, but a different standard.
Well, not a different standard, but you need to understand the process, because that's what makes police shooting cases more complex than one citizen, you know, one gang member shooting another. They're more complex for a variety of reasons, you know, because the officers are trained on that use of force model, because they can use force. You have to understand all of that. You have to understand the case law, what the United States Supreme Court has set out as the relevant standard when you're looking at these cases. So the process in reviewing them is more complex than another. But, you know, are you implying that somehow, you know, I'm giving police officers a pass? No, that's not true. As I said, I'm the only person in this race that can stand up here and say that I've done this, and I will continue to do it. I don't want a bad police officer. I don't want my assistants to have to work with officers who are breaking the law. So I'm not afraid to do that, and I will continue to do that. But I think I think what the public needs to understand, particularly on shooting cases, they're more complex. So they're going to take longer, and you have to make sure that, you know, if you're bringing charges, that they are charges that are going to withstand scrutiny and they're going to withstand the trial, because I said this before, justice isn't served, you know, at the time of an arrest. Justice is served at the conclusion of that trial when that offender's being held accountable for what he did. So that's our goal, and that's our goal in the Van Dyke case. So we want to make sure we built the best evidence possible.
State's Attorney Anita Alvarez, we'll take a break here, and we come back more as we continue Candidate Week here on The Download. Stay with us. It's The Download here on WGN Radio. It's Candidate Week. Mike Fouché's in studio. I'm Justin Kaufman. On the phone with us right now, Cook County State's Attorney Anita Alvarez. She's running for re-election for Cook County State's Attorney. You know, State's Attorney, let me ask you this, because you said in a forum just recently that your opponents are trying to make the race really about confidence in the criminal justice system, and that the job and the office entails much more. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, this campaign, unfortunately, has become a one-issue case. Race. And, you know, because, I've been doing these forums and doing lots of interviews, and everybody just wants to focus on one thing. And we need to be talking about many more things. We need to be talking about the gun violence. We need to be talking about the necessity for, I believe, and I'm the only candidate that's saying this, is that we need to strengthen our gun laws. We need to strengthen, you know, the case today is a perfect example. I mean, Mr. Dotti only, you know, he had two prior convictions for guns. The last one being in 2013. And what happens when he gets out? He commits not one, but two murders. I mean, we need to talk about that. We need to talk about, I have, you know, been criticized and unjustly criticized about, you know, not being stubborn and not wanting reform. I have instituted and implemented the most reform this office has ever seen, and I know it because I started in 1986, and I can tell you what's available today and what I've created was nowhere. We had nothing like that when I started. Mm-hmm. I never had the opportunity to offer someone a diversion program other than drug school. Nothing existed, but I created. I now have I have 32 different programs. I started my first felony diversion program back in 2010. I was sworn in December of 2008. In 2009, I was trying to change the law down in Springfield to be able to offer what we called offender initiative probation. That fell flat in Springfield. I said, you know what? I'm doing it anyway. I started my program. All of the other state's attorneys in the state have followed me with my diversion programs. I was recognized by the Center for Court Innovation out of New York for being one of the most innovative prosecutor's office in the nation. And those diversion programs are very important.
Let me ask you this.
Why?
Because
we're keeping people out of the jail.
And today,
we have 5,400 people.
Go ahead.
On a diversion program. We had 5,400 people last year on some type of diversion alternative program. That's tremendous. Those numbers we've never seen before. So we need to be talking about that.
Let me ask you, because I know it's a busy day with everything that was happening on your end, but the Cook County Board President, Tony Preckwinkle, came out with reform ideas for criminal justice. I mean, she brought together a bunch of different politicians talking about restorative justice reforms, things like that. You were not involved in that, but it seemed like that's a place where the state's attorney should be when talking about reforms in criminal justice. What do you think of those plans?
I have no idea what her plans are. I have had a very busy day today, and I had no idea that Tony Preckwinkle unveiled something. But you said something, a key word. You just said politicians, okay? This office is not a... should not be in the hands of a politician. I am not a politician. Yes, I'm elected because I have to be elected to run this office. I am a career prosecutor, and that's where that's where my heart will always be.
That's a very political job.
So in that vein, though.
Let me ask you this. Do you want a politician? Tony Preckwinkle wants to run the Cook County State's Attorney's Office. You guys are smart enough to see that. This is all about control.
Well, Well, I don't know how smart I am, but you've been saying that you're fighting. You've been saying that you've been fighting a pawn of Toni Preckwinkle, okay?
Absolutely.
But Preckwinkle has said that she opposes you because your methods are putting too many minorities in jail for too long. Is that true?
No, it's not true. She refuses to recognize. I just told you I created all these diverse. I have 32 different programs. Last year, we had 5,400 people on some type of alternative program. Those 5,400 people aren't sitting in the jail, okay? They are on alternative programs. She refuses to recognize that. You can ask her why. I don't know why. But she refuses to recognize or give me any credit for all the good that I've done. On a national level, I've gotten all kinds of accolades, okay? And at home, I'm being portrayed as somebody who is, you know, who is stubborn, who, you know, is against reform, and it's just not true.
So does the Chicago criminal justice in Chicago and Cook County need further reform, or is it just a perception problem?
Well, no, there's more work to be done. Absolutely. There's more challenge. You know, we have challenges each and every day in the criminal justice system, and there is more work to be done. But I'm going to say this, you know, we've created great programs. We're getting treatments for drug offenders, giving people who would normally be in jail for years, a second, third, fourth chance. And we're going to continue to do that. But at the same time, and this is what my opponents are not recognizing, is that, you know, this is being smart on crime. We're going to focus on diverting out those low-level offenders and trying to get people help. But we cannot forget that we have criminals out there executing children. We have to be tough on the gun offender. We have to be tough on violent crime. And neither one of my opponents are talking about that, but I am talking about that. Because you know what? I don't care if you live in Englewood or if you live in Rolling Meadows. You know, no mother should have to bury a child. And we have to wake up and understand that we have this crisis of violent crime, and we have to do something about it. So as the state's attorney, you know, sometimes I've listened to my opponents. You know, one opponent, you know, doesn't, you know, she certainly hasn't done much in criminal law. The other one, I don't know what she's running for. And, you know, is Ms. Fox, does she want to be the public defender, or does she want to be the public guardian? There's nothing wrong with those jobs, but they're taken. You know, we're talking about the state's attorney. I don't think she realizes what the state's attorney does.
State's attorney Anita Alvarez, she's the incumbent. She's running for re-election in the Democratic primary next Tuesday. State's attorney, thanks for taking some time out tonight.